Good morning. This is Pastor Mike Smith at Followers of Christ Fellowship. We'd like to welcome you this morning. Glad you came and attended and to hear this special message. I'd like to start with prayer this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this celebration we're having of Christmas. Dear Heavenly Father, it's your day, your week, to celebrate you and to honor you, Lord, and to remember, Lord, as a baby, what you've done for our lives. And Heavenly Father, we just love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, if you'll turn in Matthew with me to chapter 2, I'm going to start in verse 1 this morning. We're going to read a few verses. Several verses. It says, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for this it is written by the prophet, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are at the least among the rulers of Judea. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me, and I may come and worship him also. When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star, which they had seen in the east, went before them, till it came, stood over when the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed from their own country another way." Now, as I was reading this scripture, we see Judea, and I pronounced that wrong, and I did say Judah right, so for excuse me there. But why are we still talking about Jesus? That's the question we need to ask ourselves. Why are we still talking about Jesus? This simple Christmas message has a lot to say about keeping Jesus the focus of the season, which is Christmas. Have you ever wondered how things would be different if there was no Christmas? What are some things we wouldn't have if there wasn't no Christmas? We wouldn't have Christmas songs. We wouldn't have Christmas trees. We wouldn't have Christmas stockings or Christmas cards. There'd be no Christian decorations. There'd be no Christian cartoons. There'd be no Christian presents. And of course, there'd be no Jesus. So when Jesus came as a baby in the manger, he came to change everything. And that includes you and me. You see, since God first promised that he had a plan to take care of sin and death, way back in the beginning of Genesis, his people had been waiting for it to happen. God had a promise that he would send a Messiah. He would send a Savior and one who would take away sin. And now that Messiah has been born, this one event changed everything. And Jesus wants to change each of our lives this Christmas. The whole purpose for God sending his son to be born was in a manger, was so that he would grow up and take our sin punishment on the cross. If you have placed your faith in Jesus as the one who died for your sin, everything is totally different. And you understand that every Christmas is really all about worshiping Jesus. But not everyone knows And let me read to you what three different groups of people did when Jesus was born. In our Bible story, one person was changed in a bad way. Who was it? It was King Herod. He didn't like that God had sent his promised one. He didn't like that God was sending the Messiah. He didn't like that God was sending his only son. He was angry and made everyone around him know that. Like Herod, some people get very upset when they are told about Jesus or they hear about Jesus. Especially that Jesus is the real reason for Christmas. They don't want to hear it. They want to do their own thing in their own way. There are still people today that don't like it, that Christmas is about Jesus. They sometimes get angry when someone tells them about Jesus or when his name is brought up. They want Christmas to be about all the other stuff, but not Jesus. My friend, all the other stuff doesn't matter. It should be all about Jesus. In our Bible story, one group of people was not changed at all. Who were they? The scribes and the religious leaders. They knew all about God's promised one, but they didn't seem to care at all about anything about the Son of God. They didn't go to worship him. They didn't even see the one who had been promised long, long ago. They made up their minds that this baby wasn't going to change their lives. Like the scribes, some people just act like Jesus has nothing to do with Christmas. Jesus has everything to do with Christmas. And it's all about him. There are still people today that aren't going to let Jesus change their lives. They're going to keep doing what they have always done. They're going to keep celebrating Christmas just like they always have. And nothing or no one is going to change that. And each of you need to be especially careful, because I know many of you know that Jesus is the real reason for Christmas. So make sure you keep him the center of it. Make sure you keep him first in your life. The Magi had come from far away, and they had been looking and waiting for this important event for a very long time. And when they came to God's promised one, they gave him gifts and worshiped him. Their lives would never be the same. If you're here today and you gave your life to Christ, are you the same? Or has Jesus changed your life? I said last week how Jesus changed my life and accidents and other things, of how he had a plan for me. But like the Magi, some people are wonderfully changed when they understand Jesus is the real reason for Christmas. That's what is so wonderful about Christmas. Each of our lives can be different when we understand and accept that the reason God sent Jesus was to die for our sins and to be forever, to be our ever friend, so we can worship him. When we do the same thing the Magi did every Christmas and every day of our life, and that's the real reason we are still talking about Jesus way over 2,000 years later. Which of those three groups of people will you be like this Christmas? You know, the thing about it is, we see how they rejected the baby Jesus. We see how Herod rejected him. But we do see the people that loved him. The people that wanted to worship him, regardless of the cost, regardless what happened. You might be listening today, or you might be here this morning, and you would say, well, you know, preacher, you just don't know what kind of issues I have. I got all kind of problems, and I ain't got time for nothing. We got to make time for Jesus. See, they wasn't thinking about Jesus at all. There was no time made for him. They didn't care about the baby. They didn't care about the manger. They didn't care about anything. They didn't want to have anything to do with him. But he went to that cross that it was talking about a while ago. And on that cross, was Jesus. And when we talk about the Magi and we talk about the wise men in our stories, we see that they went to see Jesus. But as I said this past Sunday, it wasn't right then. It was could have been a year or 2 years later, but it was a while, about 2 years before they went and did that. But it doesn't matter when and where they did that. They gave the gifts and they followed Jesus. And the question is you, are you and I following Jesus? What do we do during the week to follow Jesus? Do we go about our own ways? Do we go about our own ways of thinking? Do we go about doing our own things? The thing about it is we complain, we gripe, we mumble that we ain't got anything. But we don't give our lives to Jesus. We don't pay any attention to Jesus. You know, somebody says, well, you know, I hear this message once a year. You should hear it every day. Because this message is not necessarily a Christmas message. This message is about the birth of Christ. About the one who died on a cross. And 3 days later, he arose so you and I could have everlasting life. He had a brutal beating life. He was mocked. He was abused. He was treated bad. He wasn't even the one that did the crime, but he took the punishment for that crime so he could die for me and you so we could have everlasting life. That's the God that we serve. That's the God that loves us like nobody on this earth can love. That's what Christmas is all about, is loving our people. Loving our friends, our neighbors, giving people that are in need. That's what Christmas is about. It ain't about going and drinking and partying and doing all the things that the world does. Because if we proclaim to have Jesus in our heart, the Bible says that we are set apart, we are different, and people have to see that we're different so there'll be a change in their life. How many of us come to church on Sunday and we go out and live on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday like the world does? How do you think that shines on? How do you think our light looks when they see us? Well, you know, that's that old boy that was in church last Sunday, but look where he's at. We got to be careful who we hang around with. We've got to be careful what we do. But I know that there's people here in this congregation this morning. When there's this many people together, I know that there's someone that is hurting. I know someone that are going through trials, tribulations, going through pains and hurts. And my friend, I can pray for you, but God can heal you. God can do a miracle. God can take you away from the problems that you have on this earth. But I can't. I want to go back to the scripture that I was reading. When they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary and his mother and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented the gifts to him. Let me ask the question. When's the last time that you've seen Jesus? Can I have an amen?
Amen.
You know, when's the last time that you gave him a gift? When's the last time that he opened your treasure? When's the last time that you fell down on your knees and worshiped him? You know, I want to go back to a movie. Is that War Room? There's a movie with a little old lady in it called War Room. My friend, she was a prayer warrior and she was on fire for Jesus. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie, but if you look for War Room and find it, watch it with your family. It is a movie that will inspire you. This lady, this older lady, I call her grandma, but this older lady met a younger lady that was having problems in her home. And boy, when she found out, she was on fire about telling her about Jesus. And she wouldn't stop. She got excited when she talked about Jesus. That's what we should do. We should get excited and on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I'm here to tell you this morning that out of all the Pharisees, out of all the Sadducees, out of all these people that didn't like Jesus, Jesus on that cross, when he was hanging on that cross before his death, he said, Father, forgive them. Man, I tell you what, they beat him, they mocked him, they spit on him, they did all the things that they did. Then he said a prayer and said, Father, forgive them. If we just had the love of Jesus. My friend, churches today aren't the same as they was 30 years ago. People aren't the same as they was 30 years ago. This world that we live in, this Christmas season comes up, is supposed to be about joy, peace, and happiness and forgiveness. But we're going to hear of crimes. We're going to hear of things that we don't like to hear. And my friend, it ain't of God. It's of Satan. You know, and I will say one thing. I'm not preaching on Satan this morning. But I'm going to tell you, whatever you do Thursday morning, no matter what you do, Satan's going to try to tear that event apart. He doesn't want you celebrating with family and talking about Jesus. He don't want you celebrating with family and praying. He don't want you being happy. He wants you out there in the world bringing other people down that loves Jesus. The only way that we find our happiness, the only way that we find our peace, and the only way that we find our joy is from this baby Jesus that turned into a carpenter. At 33 years old, that died on the cross. Not just for you, not just for me, but for the whole entire world. Where's our morals and where's our values? Church doesn't mean anything anymore. God doesn't mean anything anymore. God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. He's unchangeable. He, when he says he lives in our heart, he follows us everywhere we go. We're celebrating the birth of Christ, but we're carrying, he left the Holy Spirit with us, the Comforter, and he lives in us. And all we have to do is to go to him for anything and everything, and he's there. And he hears our voice, just like I said last week. It says, if you shall ask, you shall receive. But you can't ask and receive by doing things that doesn't glorify him. You got to ask and receive by faith and by living in the will of God.
Amen.
And if you're out of the will of God, he doesn't hear. He hears your prayers, but I'm not necessarily sure if he answers your prayers. And you're in the will of God. I know someone might have a problem with that, but you know, God says that we have to be in his will. And if we're out of his will, we don't get the blessings. Because blessings don't come from man. Blessings come from God. Well, somebody say, well, you don't know, preacher. Somebody gave me $10,000. He might have did. But it came from God. God put it on his heart to do that. So I pray that as Christmas is coming, just in a few days, I pray as you celebrate, I pray as you get together with family, I know it's not the same as it used to be with COVID going around, people's having to travel, people's having to on planes and buses and whatever they're going on, and all the restrictions and regulations. But I pray whatever you're doing, I pray wherever you're going, that you'll be safe. And I pray that if nobody hears nothing else, that they hear something about Jesus. If it ain't nothing but a prayer in Jesus' name, they hear about Jesus. I had a man tell me one time, he said, young man, he said, you know, you talk about Jesus. He said, Jesus was just a man. He said, Jesus was just a prophet. He said, he doesn't have anything to give. And I told him, I said, what do you think about the clothes on your back? Where do they come from? They come from this, they come from Jesus. The cars that you drive, the money that you make, it all comes from Jesus. If without him, you couldn't do anything. You know why? Because he created you. And he created me. He knew our name way before we was even born. He knew what we was going to do. He knew what color hair we had. He knew what color eyes he had. He is our creator. And he sent his son, Jesus, Emmanuel with us, that was born in a manger, to die. Ooh, to die on an old rugged cross. For me. For you. and the whole entire world. I owe my life to Jesus. I sin every day. I'm not worthy of the things that and the blessings that God gave me. But by grace, by God's grace, I receive it. God is good when? All the time. Not sometimes, but all the time. And my friend, I tell you what, you might be here today and you might be listening and you're struggling and you don't know Jesus. I'm going to tell you something. There's hope. Because Jesus is our hope. Jesus is our answer. There's not a question that you don't have. There's not a question that you have that you can't find in the Bible. If you can't find it, you call somebody. I'll give you my number later. You call somebody and you said, hey, I'm trying to seek this problem. I'm trying to find it in the Word of God. I'm trying to find it in God's Holy Book and I can't find it. But I can promise you it's there. It's there. And we got to remember that when Jesus was a baby and he grew up to be a carpenter and before he went to the cross, the same things that you're going through and the same things that I'm going through, Jesus has been through them. Now we got somebody to walk with us through our problems, our hurts, our pains, our trials, and our tribulation. He's not laying in that manger no more. He's on the right-hand side of God, waiting to hear from you and I. Who are you and I? We are His people. We are His chosen people. I want to ask you a question this morning. What are you expecting at a Christmas? When you wake up Thursday morning, I know when we wake up Thursday morning, boy, the first thing we do, men, is go to the tree to see what our wives give us. Women gets up and they go to see what their husbands got them. And you know how children are. They're just tickled death to see those presents and see the cookies on the plate that Santa ate and all of these good things that they see in these days. And boy, they open their gifts and their light just shines and shines and shines. My friend, I tell you what, the gift of salvation should make us shine. It should make us happy. It should make us joyful because it's Jesus Christ, the Almighty Savior, the Messiah, the King of Kings, the Lord and Lords, the one that has control over me. Friday the 25th, it's Christmas. I said Thursday, but it's Friday. And when that day comes, let's don't forget to celebrate Christ. Let's don't forget to give Him just a little bit of your time. Let's don't forget to pray and be thankful for what we get. You know, you might get something from your wife. You might get something from your husband. And you're not happy with it, just smile and move on. It's about the thought that counts. And them gifts are material gifts, but God's gifts are eternal. Forever and ever and ever. I'd like to share with you, some of you in here have been in had problems before. I won't call any names. But as we counseled and we talked and we worked things out, Jesus became your best friend. Why? Because you believed. Why? Because you hoped. Why? Because you become to have faith in Jesus Christ and your life began to change. Not only did your life begin to change, but your family members and your co-workers seen that change. Boy, I tell you what, old Johnny over there, I tell you what, he used to be something else. Man, I ain't seen him doing this. I ain't seen him doing that. I ain't seen him cursing. And they say something to old Johnny, and Johnny says, because I'm a new creation. I've been born again. I've accepted Christ as my Savior, and He's doing things in my life that you would never understand. Until you call Him your name. And you know the thing about it is God is good. God is good. You know, I want to say one more thing before it gets time to close. If you don't know Jesus Christ and you're struggling with your salvation, I asked you to go with John. Start reading the book of John. But to understand the birth of Christ, you can go to Luke, Matthew, or Mark and read the gospel. Read the story of the birth of Christ and see how he got here. It said that God put it on a young virgin girl named Mary to have his son. Somebody might say, well, it sounds complicated, but when you receive Jesus and start listening and going to church, you'll understand.
Amen.
What I'm saying. But God became man. And God can never sin, so Jesus was never a sinner. But he's still been through the things that you and I have. To understand, we have to read. Yes, when you start out, God's only going to let you understand little pieces. But the more you read, the more you understand. Because the God that I serve is good. You know, we're a little church out in the country. And we don't do nothing but preach the truth. We don't do nothing but preach Jesus.
Amen.
We've been in existence for about 3 years, and we're almost 3 years, and we're a loving church. And we would love to hear from someone if you're having problems or issues, need counseling, whatever it not might be. But our most precious counselor is Jesus Christ. He can do things for you that I can't do. He can do things for you that a man can't do. But my friend, I know one thing, that the world that we live in needs Jesus. If you don't believe me, just cut on your news and see what I'm saying. Because we don't hear nothing good on the news. We hear bad things. We don't hear a whole lot about Jesus. But we hear a whole lot about bad things and bad people. You know what? I know a lot of bad people. A lot of sinners that have done a lot of things wrong, that Jesus has turned them in to a person that you wouldn't believe. They've become deacons. They've become preachers. They've become teachers. Now they teach the birth of the baby Jesus. Now they teach about the baby in the manger. I want to ask you out there, if you have your children, what are you teaching your children? Are you teaching your children Christ? Are you teaching them things that don't glorify Christ? We all have a choice. I want to ask you a question this morning. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I'd like for you to ask Him to come in. You know, the Bible says, and that's our mission statement, it's here at Followers of Christ Fellowship, to go therefore and make disciples of all the nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I commanded you, and lo, I am always with you to the end. That's Matthew 28. Chapter 19 and 20. You know, as times gets close to Christmas, I hope you have a happy Christmas. I hope you don't leave Jesus out. You know, we're Followers of Christ Fellowship. We're at 122 CR 413A in Yoakum, Texas, 77995. You can contact me, Mike Smith, at 361-208-5914. I thank you for tuning in. I thank you for listening. If we can help you in any way here in this church, we can help you any way of anyone listening, please feel free to give us a call. And we will reach out to you in the name of Jesus. Once again, it's Followers of Christ Fellowship. You can come worship with us on Sundays at 9:30. Sundays at 10:45 in the Hope Community Center in Yoakum, Texas. We hope you have a good Christmas, and God bless you.